Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Kathopanishads, presented by Swami Jyotirmayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Pujyatman Sri Swami Jyotirmayananji in Miami, Florida. Swamiji continues with the lecture series on highlights of the Upanishads. He is presently lecturing on Katha Upanishad. And now, our revered Gurudev, Pujyatman Sri Swami Jyotirmayananji.
Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanau Hunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahi. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. In Kathopanishad, chapter 1st, is the second section, and the verse number is 17. In the previous verse, Om Mantra was given to you, and all the details of Om I have already pointed out. Om Upasana. And the 17th mantra now moves on, giving you more insight. Etadalambanam sheshtam, etadalambanam param, etadalambanam jnatva, brahmaloke mahiyate. This Om is the best support. This is the highest support. Having understood this support, one attains glory in the region of Brahman. A similar verse occurs in Mundaka Upanishad. Pranavo dhanu sharohyatma brahma talakshyam uchyate apramattena vedhabhyam sharvat tanmayo bhavet. Om is also known as pranava. Pranava means always new. Pra, special type of novelty with Om. So, give you a very mathematical way. Suppose you have planned to recite 20 Oms. First Om was new to you. Second Om has added in that novelty, whether you know it or not. Like medicinal pills. First pill has gone and started working. Put another pill, whether you know it or not, medicinal effect is increasing. So that type of attitude should be towards your mantra. Every repetition has a special effect. Effect that you didn't have before. So never get into the idea, oh, the same one. And if you think of it, every moment you live a new life. To work it out. People generally have a, when we were studying the stars and then the astronauts give you the idea that certain star is now visible, but it will be visible 3,000 years later. People look with a glaring eye, oh, it will take 3,000 years for to come back again. I'm trying to give you how the mind works in a world of illusion. It is true from that point. But what you don't understand, the moment you are now living, it will never come back. Every moment is, it was never in the past, and it will never be in the future. And Om leads you to understand all your experiences are based on thought waves, vrittis of the mind. Just like you watch a cinema show. All that show is based on how the pictures are being projected on the screen. They are being projected one after another without break. Yet there is, in between the two frames of the pictures, there is a little break. mind cannot experience it. In between your thoughts, there is little break. That, when you repeat Om, Om, that break becomes little bigger. That little spot gains a dimension. It's just a little crack. But now it becomes only a window. And you begin to discover the reality beyond those thought waves. Otherwise, you are just watching what your thought waves are creating as your reality. Therefore, when you are in deep sleep and thought waves are calmed down, you are completely free of the world. No time, no space. But that gives you some idea. Self-realization implies that deep sleep type of transcendence to become your reality. But that's at the highest level. But let me get back to the mantra now. This Om, as I have quoted Mundaka Upanishad, let me give you their interpretation of that. Pranavo Dhanu. Om is the bow. Your soul is the arrow. Brahman is the target. Your soul is being discharged by Om. Each Om is allowing your soul to fling itself towards its essential nature. Apramattena vedhabhyam. Become deeply involved in allowing this arrow, the soul within you, to go after the target. Nothing else should occupy your mind. Life lived in the best way, highly enriched, implies that your soul is profoundly drawn to its essential nature, Brahman. That Om is the best support. Simple point to understand. Mind has to have a support in the practice of worship, meditation, reflection. When you think of Brahman, Brahman, God, the Absolute, Absolute cannot come within in the range of your thoughts. However, by culturing your thoughts, you create a mystic way of moving towards Brahman. Movement towards Brahman is just like diving into the ocean. If you have not learned swimming, it is a tragic experience. Therefore, when you start learning to swim, support is given to you. Spanish people call it trampoline. Go over it, over the trampoline, then you jump into it. And then again, the swimming teacher holds you and you are constantly supported until you have learned to swim. But each time the teacher leaves you without support, which the teacher does, tricks you, you become frantic. But once you begin to discover that you can swim by yourself, become exceedingly happy. Much in the same way, soul, due to ignorance, is dependent upon the world that you experience through your senses. That's the support for that soul. In that state, the soul cannot enter, it cannot swim. When you start practicing yoga, etc., you are learning to swim in a way. But when you are learning to allow your mind to move towards God, support is needed. Otherwise, it will be just like one who doesn't know swimming and suddenly jumps into it. Support is given by japa, repetition of mantra, given by a form of God that you should hold while you do puja, Rama, Krishna, Buddha, Jesus, whomsoever. To give you just simple information. First stage of support called Sagun Sakar. God who has a form and who has divine attributes. So when you look at God as Krishna, as Rama, there is a form, and then you have the attributes of God. He is all-knowing. He is all-compassion. He knows my heart. He is the creator of the entire universe. He is Satchidananda, existence, knowledge, bliss, absolute. All these attributes called Sagun. God with attributes is known as Sagun Paramatma, Sagun Ishwar, Sagun God. And God with form called Sakar. Sagun Sakar go together. The form and he has attributes. But that's the basic, the first step. As you go further, Sagun Nirakar, you begin to understand that God is not confined to the form. There is a higher reality than forms. And that is abstract. Say, for example, you are happy. And say to others, I am very happy. And if someone is foolish enough to ask, tell me, show me your happiness. Your happiness is not sakar. It doesn't have any form. It's nirakar. Or abstract qualities have no form. The mind moves away from form to formless God. And now we become involved mostly in attributes of God. Then it's called Sagun Nirakar. But while you are meditating and you are enjoying, mind is becoming calmer, profound stillness. You step beyond your ego. Then there is a neither Sagun Sakar nor Sagun Nirakar. It becomes Nirgun Nirakar. God has no form, and who cares for his qualities? You dive into the ocean. When you are deep into the ocean, who cares to talk about it? Your mouth is shut, but you are enjoying. So that's called Nirgun Nirakar. So all these stages are there in the practice of Upasana. Upasana is devout meditation. Devotion blended with meditation. Allowing the mind to move towards God. And that is in all religions of the world. In different ways, sometimes in eccentric way. When you completely go after negating no dependence on a form, that becomes eccentric. You are depending on form all the time. Take away the very form, take away the very trampoline from which you are going to. Then how can a person really dive? However, every teaching has its own place. So that's this Om mantra is the best support. By saying so, all mantras are extensions of Om. Therefore, in Hindu culture, Vedic culture, every aspirant becomes deeply interested and involved in having a mantra, reciting the mantra, getting involved with mantra japa, in order to allow the mind to dive deeper. So Om is the best support, is the highest support. If you understand this and you have adopted japa, the divine name, you must realize in recent times, like Mahatma Gandhi had all his focus on Naam. Naam japa, Ram, Ram, Ram. And he attributed to that practice for all his spiritual strength and all his whatever he was able to accomplish. And that has been the ringing note of all teachers. Ram Naam Japna or Sab Sapna. Recite the divine name and let everything be just a dream, sapna, passing phenomena. The divine name should become the reality. So much so, when you exit the body, that name alone shines. If that has happened, your life has been successful. Because the last thought points to where you are going. I will not enter into that level, that stage yet. So therefore one attains glory in the region of Brahman. The region of Brahman, just like kingdom of heaven. A figurative way of pointing the finger to liberation. The highest attainment.